across the curtain.
I have three situations that we've recorded. All I need from you is what happens next.
Oh, what's the curtain?
What's the score, anybody?
No idea.
I've lost interest in the score now. No, I haven't. I mean, I just don't know.
4-3 me?
Yeah.
4-3 to you.
Yeah.
Play along at home. Let me know how you do on 81199. Here's our first situation today on Oh, What's Occurring?
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Katy Perry?
Yes.
Coming in later.
That's why you got your special pants on.
Yeah. Now, you know her song I Kissed a Girl and I Flipping Well Liked It?
Yeah.
And you know Neil, who works upstairs at Radio 1?
Yes.
Well, we sent him out onto the street with an experiment called I Kissed a Neil and I Liked It.
Right.
Do you think... a random guy in the office upstairs. Do you think Neil could persuade random ladies on the street to kiss him?
No, next question.
And how many would actually like it? So here's what happened. He asked 10 people to kiss him. How many did and said they liked it? Becky.
He is quite a charmer. I've heard him on the phones.
You've had him on the phones?
Heard him on the phones.
All right, good.
I would say out of 10, three.
Three.
I've heard him on the phones. None.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Neil off of the Radio 1 office upstairs with his experiment.
Do you know the Katy Perry song, I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It?
Yeah.
Right, we're doing this thing called I Kissed a Neil and I Liked It. And we're wondering if you'd like to kiss a Neil. Because that's me.
No. No.
Nothing I can do to change your mind?
No, sorry. No.
Cherry, chapstick?
No.
We were wondering if you fancied kissing me and then telling us if you liked it.
No, thank you.
Oh, no, sorry, I'm taken.
We're doing this thing called I Kissed a Neil. And I'm Neil. What do you reckon, you up for that?
I can't, I'm really sorry, I have a boyfriend and I don't think he'd be too happy.
I'm Neil. And I was wondering if you'd be prepared to kiss me and then tell us whether or not you liked it.
I'm meant to be waiting for my boyfriend, but he is late. Okay. All right, let's have one more quick check out and see if he's across the road. Nope. Yep. Okay.
Okay, pucker up. Okay, did you like that?
It's a decent experience. I like that. It's good. It's a good experience. Yeah.
Would you be up for that? Okay, right, let's go. One, two, three, go. Did you like it?
I liked it.
Did you like it?
It was great.
Just wondering if you might like to give me a kiss and then tell me if you like it or not.
What's it for?
Just for pleasure, really. So are you up for that? Yeah? Okay, right. Ready? Steady? Go.
Come here.
And now, how was that for you? Did you like that?
It was lovely.
Do you know the song by Katy Perry, I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It?
I hate it. I hate it. The worst song I've ever heard.
Okay, but you might like this. We're doing this thing called I Kissed a Neil and I Liked It. Uh-huh. And I'm Neil. And we were just wondering if...
Nice try, mate.
No, seriously. We were wondering if either of the two of you would be prepared to give me a kiss.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
Okay, one, two, three, go. Okay, now I just need you to tell me if you like that or not.
Loved it. Every minute, yeah.
Let's go. Did you like that?
Average to poor.
There we are. That was our experiment. I Kissed a Neil and I Liked It. And five girls kissed him.
Five
He's
girls.
Very persuasive.
Uh-huh. On the street and said they liked it. I think they were blagging.
Did he start out by choosing kind of quite hot girls who obviously have boyfriends and getting nowhere? And then did he try and spot ones who were... You think more desperate?
I think he lowered his standards a bit.
I'm just asking.
Just to get the job done. I don't know.
Doesn't matter. He got the kisses.
I thought he was going to launch straight in on her. You know when we goes, she goes, I hate that song. He's like, well, you might like this. No, ask her first. It'd be nice. So, Becky, you said three, so yep. You are in the lead.
Wow.
1-0.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Now, you know that bloke who's on every single voiceover ever on TV? Voiceover man.
Yeah.
We'll get to him in a minute. we called him yesterday, but that's the next one. First of all, here's situation two.
You are such a bad quizmaster, but it is very funny.
Here's situation two on What's Occurring. Now, you know... you know Demi off of Camp Rock?
Yes.
The people we had in yesterday with the Jonas Brothers? She was like lovely, wasn't she?
Very lovely, yeah.
But how many times during the interview when she was here with Jonas Brothers, did Demi Lovato say the word like? Chappers.
27.
Fecky.
15.
I think she did say it quite a lot. So you're saying 27,
yeah.
You're saying 15. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's Demi off of, like, Camp Rock.
It's amazing. I've already told, like, the second I walked into my hotel, I was like, oh my gosh, this is it. I'm moving to London for at least a year. You know, like, everyone has to move somewhere else for a year. It's like, when I'm 24, I'm just going to live here for 1 year. Like, just stunning. Someone said that you didn't. I was like, Mom, you're going to have to bring, like, packaged Taco Bell or something.
Joe plays a guy named Shane. It was, like, kind of like a cabin lodge type place, and we all had, like, our own type of cabin. With some movies, you like Disney movies, you don't really get to watch them on a big screen. But, like, these guys are, like, some of my really good friends, and I think everybody knows that it's, like, not like that, you know what I mean? And it's just, like, it's cool.
17 likes.
17?
17, and who does that make win, that one?
Honestly, you've written the numbers down in front of you.
That means you win. No, it doesn't.
What?
Sorry, no. What did you say?
20. You've got the number written in front of you.
I know, but I got it the wrong way around. Okay, so Becky wins that one. Sorry.
Oh! What's occurring?
So I make that one all?
No!
Oh,
no.
My God.
You're being deliberately rubbish now. It's 2-0 to me.
2-0.
Thank God they don't get you on those National Lottery quiz shows as well as just doing the ball thing.
I couldn't do that.
No, maybe not.
This is not a good audition for that either,
no.
Is it? No.
Ben Shepherd is safe.
Right, next.
Does this third question involve a voiceover, man?
Yes, it does.
Oh.
You know the guy off... he's on everything. X Factor. He's the one that goes, Rudian!
Yeah.
We even had him on our Barry Island show, remember?
Yeah, in a wig.
In a wig.
Which fell off.
Yeah. You might have seen him on E4 as well. They actually put him on TV these days. He does the voiceover for absolutely everything on television.
These people who just say yes to any old voiceover,
I
honestly.
Know, seriously.
Rudian!
Now, I had loads of clips of him, and I gave him a call yesterday.
Right.
Here's my question. How long could we keep the world's greatest voiceover man on the phone for?
With his own voice?
Clips of himself.
Well, he's not backward in coming forward, is he? He likes his airtime, so I'm going to go for half an hour.
Chaffer says half an hour?
In the hope that the whole call will be played out live on Radio 1's Breakfast Show.
And... Becky?
A minute.
You're saying 1 minute.
Bit of difference there.
Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's VoiceOver Man calling VoiceOver Man.
Hello? Resort.
Dave.
Hello?
Dave.
No, who's that?
Rubbish.
Who's that?
Rudian.
Rudian?
Yes.
Rudian?
Yes.
Hello, Rudian. How are you?
Fantastic.
Yes, very good.
Happy birthday.
It's not my birthday theory. Are you calling Peter Dixon, voiceover artist?
Yes.
It's not my birthday today, unfortunately.
Blimey. Hasn't the time flown?
Yes. What are you doing now, anyway?
I haven't had it for years.
Are you still singing?
I wish I knew how to get it. Many happy returns!
Well, it's not my birthday. It's very kind of you. I mean, my birthday's in June, really, but it's very kind of you to take the time to call. But maybe on the right day would be more meaningful.
Yes. All the best, love.
Thanks very much indeed, dear.
I'll second that.
Bye, love. Bye.
It was 1 minute and 15
yes!
seconds. Go on.
Oh, what's occurring?
Two things.
Yeah.
Forget this guy. I've lost this one. But two things.
You have lost.
Was he listening to himself?
He so was.
Yep. Listen to this carefully. It's clearly his voice that he's listening to when he answers the phone.
Hello.
He's like you.
Yeah, it's like you listen to your
listening to myself again. Ain't no shame in it. Well done, Becky.
Also, is his full name Peter Dixon, voiceover artist?
You're through to Peter Dixon, voiceover artist, love.
Did he really think he was talking to Rudian then?
I did love that bit at the start. Rudian, Rudian, Brilliant.
I want to hear it again.
Hello?
Dave.
Hello?
Dave.
No, no, who's that?
Rubbish.
Who's that?
Rydian.
Rydian?
Yes.
Rydian.
Yes. Rydian.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1.